Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, we all need to be preparing for the day that we are going to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if we choose to walk in the ways of this world, we're not going to be ready when we meet Him. We're going to hear something we really don't want to hear. As He said, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, because I never knew you." There's a lot of things to learn here in the Word of God. We need to be into it. My head. Several with me yesterday in here, and I asked all to be back with me this morning. Not one of them. I don't know what they're up to or what they're doing, but they're just not here to continue here in the Word of Almighty God. Now, there is things we must do in order to receive that life. We're going to be getting into some of that this morning. That's why I would love to have more in here than what I have. All right. We had finished with Luke chapter 12 yesterday up through the 21st verse. But the 12th chapter of Luke actually has 48 verses. Well, in fact, it's got 59 verses. Before we get into 13. But as I said, there's a lot involved in this. So, we're going to be beginning here this morning with verse 22. But let's go back to verse 20, because you see, this is a letter. And we've stopped not quite halfway through it, but close. But so we know where and whom he's talking to. Verse 20 says, "But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God." He was talking here to the man, this rich man, that had so much that his barn and things wouldn't even hold it. And he was going to have to tear down and build a bigger one because he was wanting even more. And we see what God told him there in 20. Now we come on down here to 22. "And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? 25. And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit?" In other words, we can't add anything to it, can we? Now, 26. "If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith?" You see, that's the thing, is your faith. How much faith have you got? And where is your faith? What's it on? What is it looking forward and forward to? Do you ever think about that? One of these days, we'll be somewhere to where God will bring us more message about faith. So you see, God gives each one of us the measure of faith. We're all given that. Now, I'm not going to go any deeper right now into that subject, But there will be a time we will be covering it. Now, And seek not ye what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. Don't let doubt into your mind. Because when it comes to the Word of God, God cannot lie. He will not lie. He will keep His promises. If you are looking for one of His promises and it doesn't come about, don't blame Him. That promise had already been given. You are the one blocking it. So find out what it is that you either are not doing or that you're doing wrongly, or that you've got doubt in your mind that it will work for you. And that's what is happening to most. They'll say, I know God heals, but I'm not sure He'll heal me. Don't blame God. It's your doubt that's blocking it. He's already gave it. But you have to speak and receive it. Now, thirdly, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. He knows what we need. And He has told you and I several times throughout the New Testament that He will supply our needs. Now, He may not supply all your wants, because you might be wanting a lot of things that really you shouldn't have, that will only bring or cause trouble for you. But He's not going to give you that. 31. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God. When you do that, you seek the kingdom of God, and you are doing so by faith. He goes on to tell us there, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise His holy name and thank Him. 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God wants you to have and to be in His kingdom. And the only reason that you're either not is because of you, not Him. There's either something missing or else it's that doubt. 33. He goes on, he's here, and he says, sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupts. You see, when our faith is in the kingdom of Almighty God, There is nothing from this world that we are in here that can touch it. At all. Now, 34. He goes on to tell you just what I just said. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And you know, that's really a lot of truth right there. That's why the Word of God tells us that it is hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God, to make heaven his home, because his heart is not on God, it's on his will. And usually most of them are not satisfied with the wealth they have, but they continually want more and more and more, and their heart and mind is just not on God at all. 35. Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Are you open to God? Are you there if he was to talk to you? Are you willing to do whatsoever he would ask of you to do? We don't know what God will ask of us. But are you willing to do it? Regardless. Because he's not going to ask you to do something that you cannot do. If you will move in the Spirit, you'll find that you have whatever it will take to do what God has asked of you to do and to accomplish. 37. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. He is serving you and I. But we are to want to go to heaven to serve him. And we want to do that while we are still here on the earth. That means that we do as he will ask of us to do. Now, 39, and this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. 40. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. He's letting you know all of these things, that God will come for us at an hour that we that we really think not. Now, 41. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? 42. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Think about it. Let you think about that for just a few moments. 43. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. You see, when he cometh for us, we need to be doing what we know to do for the Lord. Because our life, in order to make heaven our home, is not ours, it is his. He is to live through us to accomplish what needs to be done here on the earth. 44. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. You see, God has plans for us if we will follow him. 45. But, and if thy servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the manservants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. You can't just be a bench warmer. You've got to be busy in the Lord's work, spending time in church. A lot of people say church is not important. I've had several men tell me, oh, you don't even need to go to church. Oh, yes, you do. And God tells you, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Where there is more of us, there is more power and more things that can be accomplished. The word tells us this, but a lot just don't stop and think about it. Now, Verse 47. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Uh-oh. Shall be beaten with many stripes. 48. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much of him, they will ask the more. The more that God will give you and I, the more he's going to expect you and I. Think about these things. Now, here in 49, he says, I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I if it be already kindled? Already kindled. 50. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? You see, when you are that born-again child of the living God, you have all of this within you. You have been anointed with it by the Lord your God. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell you nay, but rather division. He comes to cause a division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house, divided three against two, and two against three. Uh-oh. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And he said also to the people, when ye see a cloud raised out of the west, straightway ye say, there cometh a shower. And so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat. And it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites. Uh-oh. He's going to let us know some more here. Ye hypocrites, you can disconcern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you cannot discern this time? You claim to know all things about the signs out here. And you know that what he's telling us here and warning us about, you know we do. We look out and we see the clouds and we'll say, well, you know, I believe it's going to rain. Because that's where our showers come from, that direction. And mostly our showers do come really from the same direction. Once in a while they'll change, but most of them will come out of the same direction. And this is what he's talking about here. We will look at these things and discern them, and yet we are not looking at this time that we are living in and get any disconcernment out of the word of Almighty God. Now, 57. Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? 58. When thou goest with thine adversary to the magistrate, as thou art in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he hale thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. A lot of warning there, isn't it? 59, we'll be ending with chapter 12 here of Luke. With this verse. I tell thee, thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the very last mite. Thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the very last mite. We can think about all of these things through the rest of this day and time. I'm not going to get into 13 this morning. God willing, we'll get into that this evening. We're going to close here. I know it's a little early, but I want you to think about what we have covered. And if you've got your Bible with you, like I have always asked, go back over what we just covered and meditate on it, because there is so much of that that we need in order to make it through this life and into the next. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we come to thank you for your word, to thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, and to thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for these times that we can come together to share with each other the joy that lays within the Word and will help us to walk along that pathway of righteousness, that our light may shine to those of the world, to where they will want what we have, Father, that we can be an example they can follow to make heaven their home, and that they can learn that to go to the Lord Jesus Christ, accept him as their Savior, and repent of their sins, and he will forgive them. Use their faith in putting their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because we have to go through him in order to reach the Father. And it's through him and his return back to heaven that brought to you and I the Holy Spirit of Almighty God on that day of Pentecost, when this church age began. Help us. Help us, Father, with greater understanding of this hour. May the Holy Spirit keep us safe now through the remainder of this day. Give us someone to talk to us about this gospel in the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone that we can help along the way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, all. Remember, be back with together at 6 p.m. Eastern Time this evening. And we'll be back into the Word of Almighty God. Have a great day now.